You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we're going to spend the next 27 minutes and 26 seconds with you talking about the Samaritan that helped the guy who had been robbed and beaten and left for dead. Otherwise, he's known as the Good Samaritan. And so we're going to be in Luke chapter 10. If you want to be turning there in your Bibles, we're going to begin. We'll read verses 30 through 37. We're going to pick up on verse number 33 today. But first, I want to say thank you to the dear folks at Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure and their team. At Treasure Your Landscape, they're a licensed and insured family business. They're based in Brevard County. They've got over two decades worth of experience in landscaping. They have a full array of products from artificial turf and putting greens and landscaping services, paver installation, landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair, repairing, installing, and managing drains and downspouts. They've worked on sprinkler heads and my sprinkler pump, and they've got a full array of products. They can do anything from design to plant to maintain. They can come in and say, this is why that didn't work. This is what will work. You can look forward to them transforming your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. They also own Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island, Florida. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. If you're on Facebook, they post a number of things from Space Coast Nursery talking about plants that do well and plants that they have available. They're a great resource of information. So whether you are considering doing something yourself or whether you're looking to have something done, between Space Coast Nursery and Treasure Your Landscape, you've got two great resources, 321-452-5565 for Space Coast Nursery and 321-749-1432. They love Jesus, and they're friends of the Refresh Radio program, and we thank them for all that they do for the kingdom of God. So today, Luke chapter 10, verse number 30. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. So as we talked about on yesterday's program, the lawyer who's asking the question, who is my neighbor? He was wanting to justify himself. He's wanting to set aside God's righteousness and establish a righteousness on his own. He was looking for the loophole that says, look, I don't have to do anything nice for that guy because technically he's not my neighbor. And Jesus tells him this story about the guy who's traveling. He gets attacked. He gets robbed. He gets wounded. He's left alongside of the road to die. And there were two people with positions that are spiritual positions. But when they looked on the person, they did not look on him the same way that Jesus would look on him. A Levite and a priest, and they both said, this is not worth my time. It's not worth me getting involved. We've got a lot of things that are going on in society across the globe now where people would rather video record with their phone horrible things, assaults and things that are taking place rather than actually getting involved themselves. And so Jesus tells him, first of all, about the Levite and the priest who both saw and looked and passed on the other side. And then a third person comes, a person who's a Samaritan. So they do not have the same genealogical purity that the Levite and the priest had. They were looked down upon. They were people that were not highly favored by the religious community of that day and time at all. But he also was traveling that same road. Remember, so Jesus is telling us about four people who are making the same trip along the same road. One of them gets abused and robbed. Two of them ignore the plight of that individual. And the third person is a certain Samaritan. And again, like I told you earlier in this series, I'm not so sure this is a parable. I believe there's good possibility that it's a real story of something that happened. This is a very realistic scenario. This Samaritan came where he was, and he also saw him, but instead of passing by on the other side, he had compassion. That same synergy between body and soul and spirit that created an urgency that said, I can help this man and I'm going to help this man. And so here's where we see that compassion is not just emotional. It is something that causes ministry to take place that is going to improve people's lives. I want to throw this out there to the church because of the context of this story that Jesus is telling. We cannot afford in 2026 to be less compassionate than what the world is. We need not find ourselves duplicating the priest and the Levite and then people who do not have a relationship with Jesus actually motivated to act to alleviate the felt needs of society while the church just says, well, we're too busy over here doing our churchy thing. Thank God for church. Thank God for being able to worship. Thank God for being able to study the Word of God. But when we walk out the doors, we are walking into God's mission field for us here in Brevard County. And we need to have eyes that are empowered by or vision that is controlled by the Spirit of God so that we see people with real needs. People who have been abused or wounded or find themselves in difficult places, and then say, you know what? We are moved with compassion. One of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of times people who go through a very specialized arena of trauma, they end up having compassion for people who are along the same path that they are. And so if a family loses a loved one, then they are moved with compassion to help others. The Bible says that we are supposed to comfort others with the comfort that we ourselves have received. And so since Jesus has ministered to us with such tremendous compassion, we also should be moved with compassion. So what did the compassion of the Samaritan look like? What actions did it cause him to take? Well, he saw the man, and he saw that he had the opportunity to be an agent of healing. And so I was in a business meeting here a few weeks ago, a little over a month ago, actually. And in that business meeting, I've talked about the story that I heard preached at district council one year, and the speaker announced he was going to be preaching on Joseph, and I thought, what could he possibly share with me that, or any of us, that we haven't already preached a number of times before? Well, at this business meeting that I was at, one of the speakers got up, and he also recounted the story, only he remembered the title, and the title was, "Your Caravan is on the Way." And, you know, it was a caravan that came and ministered to Joseph's needs while he was in the pit. It came from Gilead, which Gilead specialized in a healing balm. They were famous for that. And that caravan would take Joseph. It wasn't to a great place, but it was a place where Joseph was going to be used to fulfill the destiny of his life. The people of God are supposed to be ambassadors for healing. We're not supposed to be instruments of trauma. We're supposed to be ambassadors for the Lord, our healer. So this Samaritan went to him. I want to remind you that the Great Commission is for us to go to the lost and the hurting and the wounded. And the reason for that is because Jesus told about the Good Shepherd who would go to where the sheep had strayed. Now, there are some sheep that are, they used to be in the house of God, and they intentionally left. That's not a stray. They made an intentional choice. But there are some people who just lost their bearings. And so we keep praying, but we also need to be motivated to go to where the person was. It didn't matter if the guy just stood up there, if the Samaritan had stood up on the road and saw the guy down in the ditch and said, "Oh, I feel so bad for him." But if he never left the road and went to where the wounded man was, all he was going to do was have an emotional experience, and he was not going to improve that man's life one bit. Compassion moves us to go to where the hurting are. The second thing was he was moved with compassion to go and treat him. And in doing so, he preferred the wounded man over himself. So he set aside his agenda. And I will tell you that I believe it is a good practice for every one of us to sow seeds of action, if we want to see a harvest of those same type of actions. So I believe in generosity. So I'm generous. That has always been a path of choice, but at one point in time, it became a path of obedience where God said, look, this is what I want from you. I don't have the power to make other people follow that same path. It may not be the key to their life, but it was key for us as a church to embrace God's plan to empower missions across the world so that people could hear the word of God. It's a choice that we make where we prefer other people getting to hear the gospel over whatever financial benefit we might have had on our own. He moved with compassion to prefer the wounded man over himself, where he bandaged his wounds. He poured in oil and wine. That was a sanitizing. That was to keep infection from going on. And then he set him on his own animal. He provided transportation for him at his own loss. So he set him on his own animal. That meant that now this man was walking. And here's what I can tell you. I would much prefer to be the person walking and leading the wounded to healing while they're riding on my animal than I would to be the one that is wounded and be the one needing care. I remember God giving me the perspective years and years ago that I would much rather be the one helping the people who had no food than be the one who had no food. Now, here's a newsflash for you. I've been that guy. I've been the person who was struggling to buy diapers, struggling to buy the bare minimum food. We weren't buying the premium cuts of meat or anything like that. And in fact, we ate so many chicken leg quarters because it was the least expensive piece of chicken that was out there, that between that and spaghetti, the most basic form of spaghetti that you can imagine, as long as we can exclude canned generic spaghetti, we didn't go that low. We bought the box of the noodles and we bought the cheapest sauce and we made the most out of it as we could. I'm telling you this because I've been there, and you know what? I'm thankful that I've known God to be faithful in times of leanness and in times of abundance. So this guy puts him on his own animal and he transports him to an inn. There were no hospitals per se that I know of in this era. So an inn, a place to stay to where he could recover, was something that was a luxury. And this man said, I'm bringing him here so he can recover. And he was moved with compassion to finance it as well. We've always referred to Merit Assembly of God as a spiritual hospital. We haven't always been able to successfully be an agent of healing, but we've been able to bring healing to a lot of places, a lot of people. At that same business meeting I was talking to you about, there was a person that said, the church is a spiritual hospital, and everywhere the saints of God go, we should be a mobile walk-in clinic, an urgent care center where the God who can bring healing is strategically positioned his saints to be able to minister to hurting people. Being moved with compassion impacts us in the house of God, but it also impacts people where they are in their greatest hour of need. So he was moved to fund him. He also funded his future expenses. And in verse number 37, we see that he was moved to show mercy. Moved to show mercy. So I think it is really important to note that this guy took action when other people would not take action because of his compassion. He funded out of his own pocket the expenses that he had on him at the time. But he also made a future commitment that says, I'm coming back this way. And if there is more expense than what I have given to you, when I come back, I will repay you that. So he had to have a reputation as well that demonstrated faithfulness. That when he made that commitment, that there was a person that said, I believe that you mean what you say and you say what you mean. All of that took place because of his compassion. Now Jesus turns back to the lawyer. He turns there in verse number 36, and he puts the responsibility back on the lawyer's shoulders. This is the question. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among thieves? Remember, all of this had to do with and love your neighbor as yourself. And the lawyer was wanting to justify who he didn't have to show compassion to. And the lawyer's response was the neighbor was the one who showed mercy on the guy who had fallen among thieves. The original question, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? When he gave the right answer, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That followed up the second question, who's my neighbor? And now Jesus gets back to the initial question. Go and do likewise. So there's two stories we are going to be sharing. This is one of them that reflect how important it is for the people of God to have the same heartbeat as God and be moved with the compassion of God to minister to hurting people. and Jesus' admonition to the lawyer is applicable to us as well. Go and do likewise. That may involve going and being moved with compassion for people who we have a history, not a great history of friendliness with. You know, the Samaritans were looked upon as the lesser than. I preached a message a few years ago that God is the nevertheless God. If you are ever in a situation, you will never find that God is lesser than the problem. He is always going to be the one who is greater. Greater is he who's within us than he who is in the world. And we need to realize that God wants us to minister to hurting people, no matter what they look like, no matter how they've treated us in the past. The goal is not, well, they got what they deserve. That's not the goal. The goal is that's a person that cannot help themselves right now. That Jesus came intentionally to die on the cross to forgive them of their sins, to save them, to give them hope and a future. And that hope and a future is not just, oh, I feel so much better about the days ahead. No, the hope in the future is that they will be empowered by the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, to fulfill the purpose that God has for them. Here's what I know. For the person who's ever been in a traumatic hour of desperation, they rarely forget the people who stopped, who showed them compassion, who did what was necessary to get them healthy and whole and back where they were supposed to be. Today, if you are walking a very difficult road and life's beat you up, I want you to know today that there's one who is the way, the truth, the life. He is the Lord, your healer, the Lord, your Savior. His name is Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart, to be the Lord of your life, to bring healing, the healing that only he can bring.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.